News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Joined now by Gerard Howland, public affairs consultant, former political advisor, to look at some of the stories that you may not have seen and give some analysis on those that you have. And where we start off with is a warning from the Law Society of Ireland that the new solicitor legal aid fees will cause what they describe as legal deserts. Is this to suggest that the money is not good enough to draw solicitors into doing certain work, Gerard?
It is, and there was a full-scale schmozzle in the Oireachtas Justice Committee yesterday. The minister alleging there were inputs from the public gallery of a boisterous kind, asking the chairman to intervene. And very interestingly, in that schmozzle, a small detail of this story that may have more significance than it appears to have is that Fine Gael intervened in the issue, Deputy Paula Butterley, not on the minister's side, not standing the fact that they're in government together.
A schism.
Well, those Christians love one another, you know. The bottom line here is that if there is legal aid, there's likely to be about 5 days in the case. But if there isn't, it's likely there's only 3 days in the case. And the minister has highlighted this coincidence.
Now, that could be put down to two things. That could be put down to people milking the system because the system is milkable, or it could be that those who apply for legal aid are likely to be in more complex cases than those who don't, and therefore it takes more time.
Yeah, it's like patients in public hospitals are often more complex than the ones in private hospitals. And it's also a fact that the prosecution has a role and the Garda have a role, and it's not all down to the defence solicitors. However, the reality is this is what it looks and feels like when a government is trying to restrain public spending, when any reform of the status quo happens. And in the greater scheme of things, this is both significant because justice is imperative, but monetarily it's small stuff in the greater scheme of things. We have a government that's massively overrunning in terms of its spending. Departments are under pressure to pull back. He has seen something which, as a law experienced lawyer, he feels should be reformed, tightened, improved. The vested interest, which is solicitors, are really throwing the toys out of the pram about this. Will the courts function, particularly the criminal courts, in the next few weeks? What impact will that have? Let's see. But there are several layers to this. There's the actuality of the number of adjournments in a case, racking up fees. There is the need for justice to be done properly, and there's the need for a state to spend money better and a meeting vested interest trying to do it.
Now, on the topic of spending money better, one of the state organisations that has been under a lot of scrutiny recently has been RTE. What with 700 odd million quid being given to it in the form of a bailout, and it has recently been revealed that it spent nearly €57,000 sending 41 staff members to Prague to cover the Republic of Ireland's World Cup qualifying match against Czechia.
Yes, and the RTE response, which was fairly comprehensive, is that it was apparently the most watched programme this year so far. The radio listenership went way up, and the viewership on the telly peaked at 1.6 million at 10:34 p.m.
And surely they will say, it is our job to cover this stuff. That's what we're here for.
Precisely. They made a judgment call, and also this programme attracted commercial revenue. So it wasn't just a public broadcasting programme. It was a commercial money spinner for them. They say they're happy with the judgment calls they made. And in a sense, this sort of stuff belies a bigger issue, which is the funding of public service broadcasting, which is quite distinct from the public service broadcasting organisation that is RTE more generally, is our, you know, is really underfunded. Successive ministers simply haven't grappled with the issue, and both local radio, perhaps even national stations like this, and certainly RTE, you cannot provide the levels of public service broadcasting that we need in a functioning democracy on the basis of the system as organised now.
Yeah, and the system, it's not often that you can say that something that there is consensus by almost everybody involved that says that that system is now bunched. That just doesn't work, let's put it in the corner and ignore
it. And I've no vested interest in local radio stations, but they are really absolutely on their uppers in terms of keeping the lights
on. And license fee revenue continues to drop year after year, and there is no suggestion that it'll ever come back. So
all of that. So, I mean, talking about 57,000 and having a day out about the match in Chechnya, maybe there are some issues, but the bigger issue that the committee might concern itself with is the underlying issue of the lack of public money for public service broadcasting, yes, in RTE, but in a whole range of other public service broadcasting.
While we're on the topic of overspends, what then about an Garda Síochána? Because it has been revealed that the Gardaí overpaid officers and civilian staff to the tune of 4.25 million quid over 3 years.
Over 3 years. It's a big organisation.
That's £1 million quid a year. It's enough, though, isn't it?
It certainly is. And it seems to be that, among other things, there are manual processes that were less than efficient. You are looking at an average of about 2,100 per person in terms of overpayments. That is not insignificant. One issue was that some members of the force, both guard and civilian, that in retirement were going on to other public service jobs. Therefore, their pension should have been affected.
Oh, but they got a double payment. Right.
It wasn't appropriately affected. So this seems to be quite a large number of relatively modest payments enabled by a system that's simply not efficient or alert enough.
Now, the one story this morning that I know you will have focused on most of all is the wonderful news that finally they have invented scuba suits for search and rescue cockroaches.
Yeah, so this is a whole new dimension and meaning of being bugged.
In fact, I should say they've invented scuba suits for cyborg search and rescue cockroaches.
Yeah, so we've known about dogs, and I think rats have been used to sniff out landmines. Now, bugs can be equipped to go, and particularly in disaster sites. You could imagine the horrors in Venezuela at the moment. And this science, can these tiny little creatures that can go into tiny little spaces, can find people who are still alive.
This isn't made up. This is a way that you can manipulate the brain of a cockroach and use it as almost like a little tiny robot. And they found a breathing apparatus for it so it can go underwater while you're doing it.
Yeah, my mind boggles. And I'd love to see a TV program that, you know, I can visualize all of this. But it's remarkable science, and fair play to the university in Singapore that's leading on it.
The Germans are going to have to come up with a word for that feeling of conflict when you are rescued, but you are rescued by a horde of cockroaches.
So basically, it advances the situation from sniffer dogs to the fleas of sniffer dogs, doing essentially the same job.
Jared, thank you very much. Jared Howland, public affairs consultant and former political advisor.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.